Grace, Love Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Our sister Wonderland, her phone dropped. Possible, are you there?
We're here, we're here.
Okay.
The Lord.
Grace, mercy. Apostle, you're going to go ahead, Apostle?
Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning,
yes.
Grace, mercy, peace, you deep from the Lord, from Christ, God the Father.
Yes.
And the Lord Jesus Christ, on the road today, but this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad that we call in the song. Welcome to Prayer Bridge and the ministry. We all serve our friends.
Yeah.
We're here under the teaching of two of the best of salvation, mother, the wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. This is the day.
The
Lord has made, I will rejoice, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day
that the Lord has made, I will with thanksgiving in my heart. I will
His
court with praise.
I will say this today.
She got from the way saw her. She got sick and a little feeble at the end of her day. God called her home to rest from her labors. Did you know her? Father, with that, Lord God, we cry, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. Lord God, let your peace come, O Lord God, and blessings to everyone on this broadcast today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that have came down through the years, O Lord God, those that have been here, Lord God, those that will come, O Lord God, we ask that you bless them all in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this Thursday morning, this 11th day of May, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for your blessings, O Lord God, and you're keeping us, O Lord God, and undergirding us, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the laying down last night, early rising this morning, O Lord God. And you have started us on our way, Lord God. There's just no words, not enough words to tell you, Lord God, how we feel this morning, O Lord God, about the life that we left behind us, O Lord God. And how we love you this day, O Lord God. We thank you for keeping our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God. This is morning by morning, Father. It's new mercy we see, O Lord God. So we thank you, God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came, O Lord God, here to this hour of power, of prayer, Lord God, just to worship you and adore you, O Lord God, and to hear from you, Lord God. Well, we don't hear from you, Lord God, but what we do, O Lord God. There are those that are standing, O Lord God, here, O Lord God, that need a special touch from you this day, O Lord God. They need a word, O Lord God, which direction to go in, O Lord God. We call to mind, O Lord God, that many of our thoughts, our plans will find hard, but the will of the Lord will prevail, and the will of the Lord will be done in your life, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for taking us out of eternity, O Lord God, and putting us in time, O Lord God, that we will be able to do the will of God, O Lord God, on this earth, O Lord God. And magnify the kingdom, O Lord God, and draw men on to you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that heaven will be populated, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, dress us, O Lord God, with that whole arm of God today, O Lord God, in which we would stand against the wiles of the devil, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I had the protection, O Lord God, around our children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are in school age, O Lord God, our grandkids, O Lord God, our adult children, O Lord God, the young adults, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Rebuke the spirit of chaos, O Lord God, murder, suicide, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Begin to touch, O Lord God, and begin to heal, O Lord God. Those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, and those that are stuck in a period, O Lord God, of extended bereavement, O Lord God, that give them the know, O Lord God, to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for all that you have provided, O Lord God, this year up to now, O Lord God, even this day that you have made, O Lord God. So we're going to rejoice and be glad in God. We thank you this morning, O Lord God, because we can see the workmanship of thy hand in the most difficult places, O Lord God. How you have stretched forth your hand in spite of the chaos and the drive-by shootings, O Lord God, and all the school shootings, O Lord God, and those that just want to do it because of the bad, O Lord God. O Lord God, we see that the devil is granting and he's raving, O Lord God, because he has no eternal life, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we came to praise you, God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We come to tell you thank you, O Lord God, for this platform, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in spite of the confusion, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, in spite of the temptations that come to try to move us out of the spirit, O Lord God, our faith is built on nothing less this morning, O Lord God, but Jesus' blood and his righteousness, O Lord God. So we come to honor you today, Lord God. We come to glorify you today, Lord God. We come to praise your holy name, O Lord God. We bind accidents, incidents, headaches, O Lord God, backaches, O Lord God, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We even bind all your things, O Lord God. We even bind sickness, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, Lord God. and we praise you, Lord God. Even blessing the day's work today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with you working, Lord God. All things the work by doing, Lord God. We realize that in the midnight hour, Lord God, that you have turned things around, Lord God. You have shifted things, you have changed things, Lord God. And, Lord God, about this situation, Lord God, situation in these circumstances, Lord God, situations change and circumstances change, Lord God. That's why we're here, Lord God, to praise you, to worship you, Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for being the head of our lives, O Lord God, and leading and guiding us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are seeking traveling mercy, O Lord God, for this weekend is the Mother's Day weekend, O Lord God, that they'll be traveling from various places, O Lord God. I ask that you bless in a miraculous way, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Check with the aviation system, O Lord God, and those that are traveling, O Lord God, just by planes, boats, trains, whatever it be, O Lord God, we pray that you keep, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Call those that are unsaved, you're on church, O Lord God. Those that have been out there, we've been praying a while for them, O Lord God. Draw them closer, O Lord God, to the flames of your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. Thy precious blood inside, O Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse them in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. As we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, we want to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, for activity of our limbs, O Lord God. We heal, O Lord God. The body's able to move, O Lord God. The shoulders are able to wind, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything in the place are able to walk, O Lord God. Able to praise your name, O Lord God. By the Spirit, O Lord God, we call you our King. We call you Jesus Christ, the Almighty Son of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're so glad to have you, Lord, Lord God. So we thank you this morning and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone who has a special prayer request on their heart this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you, Saints of God. I'll be listening because this truck makes a lot of noise. It's hard to hear. Hallelujah, God. But I'm right here. Hallelujah, God. Setting ourselves in agreement with you in the name of Jesus that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all you shall ever ask and think in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Okay, man. It's all speak.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Are you can listening? You hear me? Yes. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. And we thank you, Apostle, for that powerful prayer, the beautiful introduction. We give God all the glory this morning. We give God all the honor and all the glory, for truly he's worthy. Truly we thank God for being here, for waking us up. Praise God that we can continue to lift up the name of Jesus and make our petitions known unto our God, for we serve a prayer answering God. Truly we do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our visionary Pastor Darlene Bundage, an anointed woman of God, chosen to lead us in such a time as this. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for all the saints. We do honor all the men and women of God who are joining us on this morning. We thank God for our moderators each morning that leads us in our prayer, powerful women of God. We give God glory. Today, our scripture of the week is found in Romans 8:28. Praise God. It's a very familiar scripture. Praise God. And it reads like this. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Glory be to God. What a comforting scripture to know, saints, that no matter what we are encountering in our lives, that the Lord is allowing the good, the bad, the things that we don't understand. It's always going to turn out right, and everything is working together for our good, praise God. Well, we know that tribulations work as patience, and patience worketh experience. Experience manifests hope. Hallelujah. That the love of God is shed in our hearts. So we know that things that we may not understand, that God still has a divine purpose. Hallelujah. But today I'd like to turn our attention also to another scripture, and it's in the book of Proverbs 18:21, and it's very familiar as well. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It seems it's so important that we speak life, that we speak true godly affirmations to ourselves. This is what I want to discuss with you briefly on this morning, how we need to make positive affirmations or declarations, or decrees, hallelujah, when we speak concerning different situations in our life, that these affirmations should line up with the word of God, saints of God. By affirming God's word over ourselves, we are speaking life into our spirits, our bodies, our soul, our situations, hallelujah, because we recognize that faith without works is dead, hallelujah. We must follow the scriptures every day and do not speak the words that are not aligned with God's word, because then we're speaking death, hallelujah. And we want to speak life to our situations. And we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's so important, saints, that we as mothers, we know Mother's Day is coming up, but I'm speaking to all of the body of Christ, male and female, but I just want to speak directly today to our mothers, our grandmothers, the women that are caretakers over children as well as adults, that we speak positive over ourselves as well as them, and also to our families as wives, as sisters. Let's speak life over one another, hallelujah, because we truly are our brother and our sister keeper, hallelujah. So today I just want to share some Bible verses and some positive declarations that we should put in our everyday life, that we should speak these words no matter what we are confronting. A lot of times we are confronting some very difficult situations in our homes, in our jobs, in our churches, even in our communities. But we are going to speak what the word of God says. Praise the Lord. Let's decree and declare that we have already won the victory, saints, when we read 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. If you have time, write down some of these scriptures that I'm going to share with you, because as we walk, as we go forth in this earthly journey, you will find an opportunity and reason to refer to these scriptures to help you through situations. You could decree and declare that I believe God has sent his word, and it will not return void. That's why it's so important, saints, to pray the word of God. And Isaiah 55:11, it reminds us that God's word will never return void. So if we are praying about a loved one or yourself, we're going to stick to the word of God. For he promised in Isaiah 53:5 that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and it's by his stripes we are healed. It doesn't matter how we may be feeling, the situation that we are facing is presenting, but we are going to decree and declare that we are healed. Hallelujah. I may be having a pain in my knee or my back. At various times, these pains do come. But I have to still decree and declare that I am healed by the blood of the Lamb, that I'm healed, hallelujah, by his stripes, hallelujah. We can decree and declare that the Lord has anointed us, saints, to do his will. And in Hebrews 13:21 reminds us of this truth. For truly we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. I believe that's in the book of Philippians 4:13. Praise the Lord. I expect, decree and declare this, I expect God's mercy and grace on me today. Lamentations 3:22-23. Glory be to God. We can also use Jeremiah 29:11. Glory be to God. We can decree and declare over ourselves, women of God and also men, I will live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. The scripture is found in Psalms 118 and verse 7. Hallelujah. We can also use Proverbs 4:22. Praise the Lord. We can decree and declare over ourselves, I believe God has given me his abundant life. Hallelujah. And we're going to live it more abundantly. And that's St. John 10:10, another familiar scripture. We will decree and declare over ourselves that my God preserving what he has ordained for me, and he will lead me into it. We got to remember, saints, what's ours is ours. We don't have to be jealous of anyone. We don't have to be envious over anyone. But we have to recognize that God is going to give us everything that he has ordained from the foundation of the world to be ours. So all we have to do is to stay in faith, walk by faith, not by sight, be doers of the word, be obedient, and I'm telling you, there's no secret what God will do in our lives when we are trusting him, when we are obeying him, saints. There's no good thing that God will keep from us, his people. It's another affirmation I'd like to share with you today, and it's simply this. I decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. And I think I gave you that scripture, Isaiah 53:5. And then we have Matthew 8:2-3. Hallelujah. So we're going to decree and declare divine healing and divine life over ourselves, over our children, over our loved ones, over our spouses. We are believing God. Hallelujah. And these are some particularly good ones for all believers. And we're going to decree and declare that I am a child of God. I've been born again of that incorruptible seed of the word of God. And that's from 1 Peter 1:23. We could decree and declare that I have been forgiven of my sins and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Ephesians 1:7, Hebrews 9:14, Colossians 1:14, 1 John 1:9. And we could decree and declare and remind ourselves, saints, that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this would help us to remember that we are not of this kingdom of the world. Saints, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So we will not follow the dictates of the world, but we will intercept it with the truth that we are new creations in Christ. So we are under the kingdom of God now. We are in the kingdom of Christ Jesus. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear darling son, Jesus Christ. And this is the next affirmation that we can decree and declare, that I've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. You can read Colossians 1:13. These are powerful verses and powerful chapters that you could go over and read and strengthen yourself. See, these scriptures are strengthening our inner man. Hallelujah. We got to remember that our inner man needs to be fed. We're good in feeding our flesh, but we got to also feed the spirit man. And these declarations will help us. Let's decree and declare over ourselves that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37 will remind us of this. I'm going to share one more, but there are other scriptures that you could go to and just make declarations of them. I want you to write this one down. Psalms 103. You can decree and declare many of those verses. The Psalms 103 is powerful, and I'm going to share a few of those, we could go on from there. Yeah, and Psalms 103 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, who heals all our iniquities, and who forgives all our iniquities, and who heals all of our diseases." So we can decree and declare that we've been healed, hallelujah, by the word of God. Saints of God, there's no excuse that we should live beneath our privilege with all this word we have from the Old Testament and the New Testament, that we can decree and declare our rightful heritage in Christ Jesus, the things that God promised. We can stand on it. We can decree it, live it, own it, act on it. You know what I mean? We're not going to sabotage our blessings by allowing our feelings or what someone said about us that may have been negative. We have to learn to fight the good fight of faith, saints. Remember, put on the whole armor. What is the armor of God? Essentially, the armor is the word. The whole armor is Jesus. We've got to desire what Philippians, I believe it's 2:5 say. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Remember, the enemy attacks in the soulish realm, which is in our minds. We have to make sure that we have, we got the mind of Christ, not this carnal mind. This fleshly mind will get us in trouble, saints. So we got to renew ourselves by the word of God. I pray that I may have said something to encourage you all, especially our mothers, our grandmothers, caretakers of children, as well as the elderly. Know that you have the power. Listen, let's use the power. This is what God is dealing with me with. He tells me, daughter, use the power that I've already given you. He said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and all power of the enemy." He said, "Nothing you drink should hurt you. Nothing shall by any means harm you." So we have to understand, saints of God, we got to rise up as a mighty garrison for Jesus and go about our daily affairs, decreeing and declaring this word, not just over ourselves, not just over our loved ones and family, but over our co-workers. We can decree and declare it. Hallelujah. Many of our co-workers, I know, and when I was working, hey, praise the Lord, even when I volunteer at times, we can decree and declare with our loved ones and even those that we work with. Listen, let's decree it and declare the word of God over the situation. Let's look in God's word and see what God says about our bodies and healing. And let's say what God say. Let's pray this word because, saints of God, the word of God gives us to know that when two of us touch and agree as touching anything that we should ask, he said it shall be given to us of the Father when we pray it in Jesus' name. It's so important, saints, that we touch and agree. Even when we come and give God our prayer requests and we join in and pray together as a unified body. This is when the power of the Holy Ghost can make miracles, can perform miracles in our midst. Hallelujah. Can transform lives, can save, can heal, can change situations. But we got to continue to be united in our faith, saints. And when we bring our faith together, glory be to God, God moves. Hallelujah. But we know without faith, saints, we cannot please God. Love you all dearly. Happy Mother's Day to every mother, to every grandmother, to all of the women of God. And we pray that God will continue to strengthen your faith in your walk in Jesus. God bless you. Right now, I'm going to ask our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage to come in and make a comment, and then we will take the prayer request and just go forth in praising the Lord. For truly, I feel a praise, and I got to get it out. Praise the Lord. Pastor Bundage, praise God.
All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My evangelist Wonderland, that was so beautiful, that all that encouragement that you have given us this morning. It's just beautiful. And I, what you just said, I feel a praise. And I believe that that's what
yes.
we need to do, is just give God praise right
yes.
now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God,
glory.
Will have your name this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you for meeting every one of our needs, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so faithful, God.
God,
through the years, Lord. You're proving
thank you,
yourself.
Lord.
God,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
God.
Thank
you
Lord.
Are faithful
thank
to
Lord.
Us.
Thank you,
Lord. When we've been faithful to you, Lord,
thank
Lord,
you,
God, thank you.
Thank
you. We come to lift your name. We come to exalt your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for telling our Savior. Thank you, Jesus,
thank
for calling us out of the world of darkness. Hallelujah.
In this morning, oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
You
rescued us, oh God. You rescued us, oh God. Out of the fire, you rescued us, Lord. Out of the flames, Lord, you rescued us, God.
Yes,
out of the trouble. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we
thank you, Lord.
You said, oh, God, God. Oh, Jesus, God. Lord, we say thank you. We come to let you know that we remember that it was you, Lord, who looked over us. Even when we wasn't even thinking about you, Lord, you were thinking about us. Oh, God, you made provision for us, Lord. Lord, you took us, oh, God, out of us. Oh, God, the miry clay, Lord. You planted our feet, God, on a rock. You established our feelings. Lord, you did it. You did it. Oh, God, you brought us out. Oh, God, you brought us a mighty long way, Lord. Jesus, thank you. We thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus, for we know it's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we are being. We are my son. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you this morning. Lord, we thank you for all that you've been doing. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, how you our advocate. Thank you, Jesus, that you sit on the right hand of the Father, make your intercession. Thank you for your intercession of groaning on our behalf. We want to thank you, Jesus, for the help of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our very present help. In the time of the trouble, we know it's all working together. It's all working for the good, Lord. We don't understand it, but help us to still work by faith, and not by sight, Lord. Help us, oh God, to walk in the Spirit, so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh God, because in this flesh is no good thing. Oh God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that endures to all generations. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. You say we will know the truth. and the truth will set us free. He yes, Lord. Yes, oh, God, thank you for the women and men on this line right now. We thank you for every family that's represented, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for showing yourself strong in the lives of your people over and over again, Lord. We will boast about your goodness. We will boast about your mercy. We will boast about your victory that you give us the victory every day. You give us the victory in every day. You give us the victory over and over. We thank you, Jesus, that we are more than conquerors. We are so grateful, God, that we are overcomers in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Righteous are you, Lord. Glory be to God. We glorify you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie, and I'd just like to thank Pastor Horsley and Sister Gwendolyn for the word this morning. And I have a prayer request for the Jones, for Miss Betty. She passed, and she left her kids behind, for Kanaan and Steve and the rest of the family. I pray for comfort for them and strength for them. And that the family reunite at this time where they have been having confusion, that they be able to put it aside and work on preparing for her celebration at this time, you know, that they reunite and be strong with each other. And praying for all of those people that any of us may have said we would pray for, maybe we didn't. So we're praying for them now because God knows everything. And everybody have a good day. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. I like prayer for Sister, the Edmondson family. Son had passed, and please let's keep that family in prayer. And also Juanita Jones here in Jacksonville, Florida. She's going through a procedure at the hospital, and let's just pray that everything goes favorable and well. Juanita Jones here in Jacksonville, Florida. Keep her in your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good morning once again. If somebody's moving around, if you could please mute your line, that'd be lovely. We have to every once in a while remind us that we are all in different places, and we want to be able to hear clearly. So we kindly ask you to mute your phone if you are moving around in your house or in your car, wherever you might be. Just mute your button until it's time for you to talk. That'd be great. Amen. So my prayer request this morning, I want to pray for you that for her mental, she's mentally disarrayed, and we want to pray that she would get her life right with God. Also, Amber and Valita, these are my nieces. All of these three ladies are my nieces. I want to pray that Shanitra will return to the things of God and get her life together. Just pray a special prayer for her. And pray for Quentin, who has something wrong with his back. Francis had an operation. He's still not up to par. So pray that God will continue to heal him and he will come to Jesus Christ. Pray for Frank, who something's wrong with his legs or hips or something. And so we just pray that for healing for all of these people. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to say good morning. I just finished, I guess I'll say another term of Bible class. It ended yesterday, and it's going to start back in September. And I just ask God to pray that I just stay in the Word of God and be able to do what God wants me to do and hear His small self voice just a little bit more and be there for those that don't know Christ. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Congratulations mm-hmm. on completing your test. And praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for y'all help too. I appreciate y'all help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this prayer line mm-hmm. means a lot to me as well when it comes to the Word of God, and I thank each and every one of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is our Sister Mary, and I just thank God for that word, the words of God, so true and so dear, of decreeing and declaring God's word over our lives. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful message this morning. I thank God for that. Continue to pray for me, my family, and continue to keep my sister Peggy in your prayers. And I just thank God. The other morning I asked for prayer for one of my dear friends, Betty, and she is doing very well. She's recovering well from her pneumonia, so that attacked her body. So I just thank God for the prayers and thank God for this prayer line. God bless.
Thank God for the good report. Hallelujah. Thank God for the answered prayer once.
Praise
the
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, this is Chris, and I just want to thank Sister Wonderland for the word today. And I just pray for just everybody that's just feeling discouraged this morning. I just want to pray and bind our discouragement, and I just pray that everybody have a wonderful, blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I'm on my way headed to my doctor's appointment, and my phone just keeps dropping off. It did about four or five times. So I just appreciate God for my traveling mercies this morning. Psalm 91 talks about that, for God's protection upon that and many other things. I want to thank God for, I wrote it down, put it on the text about baby. My great-great niece is fine. She's healthy. That her mother has the doctor says her mother has pre-eclampsia, and they're going to keep in there for some more days, but by his stripes, God's stripes, she is healed. Isaiah 53:5 speaks of that. So I just appreciate God just for another new life coming into it, coming to us again. And God has just started, you know, kids just are just coming, you know, like grapes, you know what I'm saying? And I just thank God for adding more to my family in Jesus' name. And thank you. Everybody have a good day and be blessed. And my traveling nurse is going to this doctor's office this morning. Got to be there by 8:30. So thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gladys. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, well, let us all come in. If you didn't give your request, we know that you can pray as we're praying, and we will be in agreement with what God is doing and what God can do. So let's pray right now for these requests. Amen. The Lord,
yes,
this morning, we come to you.
Lord, thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, we know we can trust you. Oh, God, to hear our prayers.
And so we just right now, God,
who are traveling by car or by plane or by bus.
Some may be walking, but Lord, we pray your traveling on all of us here and everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that angels would encamp around all of us, your people, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for divine favor for our dear, oh, God, our dear Sister Gladys, Lord, as she goes to the clinic on today. We pray for a good report. We pray for a praise report, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for your divine favor in her day this day. In the name of Jesus, we're standing on your promises that cannot fail. Oh, God, we're so grateful. And we are so thankful for all that you've already done. And we know, God, that you're going to do so much more. Oh, God, and we thank you for the increase. We thank you for the overflow. Hey, Abashanda. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for this. You are the God of more than enough. God, we thank you today. We thank you for your blessing. 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 Thank you for
Yes, be all the glory to God and hallelujah. We thank you.
Help us to drink.
Amen.
Fire, Bashanda. Handen Anasia. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll praise
yes,
the
yes.
Lord once again.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Every
yes.
person who's
Amen.
Here. We're grateful for the word that came forth today. If you did not get the first part of it and you want to hear it, just let me know and I'll give you the link for the word on today. It was rich. Thank you, our evangelist Wonderland, for sharing concerning moms and mothers and grandmothers and children. And the word was for everybody, but you did speak on the motherhood and just, you know, mothers and children and grandchildren. So we thank God for that word today. It was beautiful. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all the words of God and all the prayers that have gone up with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that every word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they will not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God and we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree today that our families are blessed and those who are not saved are receiving Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and King. It doesn't matter what they look like right now. In the future, they're looking so much better because they are serving our Lord God. Mm. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man, and all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower, and that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God, and we keep his commandments, and we are anointed by God to do his work. So each and every one of you, I want you to remember this. I love you. And I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes, because we're loving people into the kingdom. We leave today. Let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. Let somebody know what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends, and that they too can join us wherever they live. It can be anywhere in the world. They can still join us because we are online. And we can do what God has called us to do with more people helping us. So everybody, be blessed, and I love you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.